I wish I could, but I can't. One of the reasons for the danger of being specific is that you have to decide what set of circumstances you're going to address yourself to with this legislation. Are you going to attempt to cover situations A, B, and C, and throw out D, and take in E, or are you going to try to cover situation A and omit B and C and cover the other things? If so, you use a different formula, or you decide which of three evils is the least evil, and you take that and throw out the other two. That's the reason you can't specify on this legislation.
In any event, it won't have any effect on this election, no matter what you get. No matter what the end product is,
it won't have any effect on the November
on registration, and it won't get people registered for the November.
Well, I don't know. That depends on what's adopted and how quickly, because it could have some effect on increasing the registration. Some. I'm not saying it would revolutionize the situation.
I thought it would take litigation and time. No matter.
Well, it might take some, but there is. This legislation has this effect, that it stimulates the normal processes of registration under the present and under the existing laws by those who wanted to do it anyway, and who feel that, well, we might as well go ahead and do it. Now, this admittedly doesn't register an additional million persons, but it does register some. The voting provision, along with Part 3, would make a package.
That's basically your minimum. Part 3 plus a strong voting bill, isn't that?
Plus the school thing. We think the school thing has been bypassed so long. And I don't want to use up your time and the time of the civil rights advocating
the Supreme Court decision.
Yes, but there are 2,500,000 Negro kids still in Jim Crow schools, and their parents have to bear the burden of the litigation and the labyrinth that they have to go through in order to get their kids enjoying what the Supreme Court said they should have. And we believe that this is an unfair burden on poor parents, and that the federal government should come to their aid. The federal government comes to the aid of everybody else. It helps the cattle growers, and it helps the apricot growers, and it helps exports and importers of Swiss watches, and it helps the oil men with their depletion allowances, and it helps the alfalfa growers, and it looks after the hoof and mouth disease, and it does everything else. It sees that we don't eat cranberries and get stomach ache, and does all these things. Why can't it help these Negro parents and their children?
Really, I wonder if we could end with the newsmen for a minute.
Well, the newsmen, I think the newsmen are about done.
Thank you.
Will you ask some comments on
the meeting? Yes, I'm going to use it.
We can use
right
that
away.
That's what we can.
I'm going to use it right away. I want to use it. I want to use it at once.
Please accept my positive little. Don't make everybody look bad.
Yeah, it did.
Dave, you don't get me, do you? Ronnie, you don't get me.
No, we don't want you.
No. If I pop a question to you, if you would
right.
Like it's coming.
Coming from out there?
Somebody out.
All
there
right, I see.
Table.
I see.
Everybody got to be an actor today.
So we can record the voice better.
Okay.
The fight for cloture on the Civil Rights Bill has entered an extraordinary stage because good senators on both sides of the fence are fighting the leadership. The Republicans are fighting against the position of Senator Dirksen, and the Democrats are fighting against the position of Senator Lyndon Johnson that cloture should not be voted. The trouble is, of course, that the filibuster that's been going on the Senate Hill has been a sort of a ring around the rosy, and nobody has been angry at anyone else. Senator Johnson is not shooting at Senator Russell, and Senator Russell is not shooting at Senator Dirksen, and Senator Dirksen is not shooting at Senator Russell. Nobody's mad at anybody else. As a matter of fact, they tell me they've arranged a truce over there so that the senators would have from 6 to 9 p.m. to go to dinner without danger of a quorum call. The civil rights forces feel that the Senate leadership, Senator Johnson and Senator Dirksen, are attempting to prevent cloture at this time because to invoke it would offer an opportunity for a stronger civil rights bill. They want a weaker bill. Now, the cloture motion is being supported by President George Meany of the AFL-CIO, who is one of the members in the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, in a strong telegram to all senators urging them to support this measure and to give the Senate a chance to vote. They're not only trying to keep Negroes in the South from voting, but they're trying to keep senators from voting on this bill.
Mr. Wilkins, you sound like you're not too happy with many members of the United States Senate.
No, I speak only of the leadership. We have a generous list of senators of both parties who have been fighting sincerely for civil rights. They're headed by Senator Paul Douglas of Illinois, Senator Javits of New York, Senator Keating, Senator Humphrey. Oh, I could go on down the list of men whose reputations have been made down through the years. Senator Kuchel of California, Senator Allott of Colorado, Senator Scott of Pennsylvania, Senator Case of New Jersey, a long list of Republicans and Democrats. It's only the leadership that we're criticizing, because it's the leadership that's brought us to this point.
Mr. Wilkins, the President has offered a moderate bill. Is this bill satisfactory to you, or are you asking for something more?
The President says he's offering a moderate bill, and of course our President is a devoted disciple of moderation. But now his leader in the Senate, Senator Dirksen, says that he is willing to cut out sections of the President's own bill in order to make it more palatable to, I presume, Senator Russell and to the people who are opposing civil rights. The moderate bill has now become a drastic bill overnight, which must be watered down in order to be acceptable. This is the kind of leadership that we don't understand.
Do you believe this cloture vote will pass and we'll have some action from the Senate sometime fairly soon?
Well, I think the cloture vote tomorrow will be a tight fit. It may and may not be secured. But I'm sure that the effort will go on and that another effort will be made to get cloture. I know that our forces are going to continue demanding a strong bill with Part 3 language in order to permit the government to defend its own constitution with its approval of the Supreme Court decision and with a strong voting section.
Mr. Wilkins, you say you're fighting hard for a strong civil rights bill. What result do you expect?
Well, at this moment, we expect a strong bill. This is an election year, and we think we may have the last word. If we get a weak bill, there may be some weak results next November. If we get a strong bill, then there might be some happy people next November. I can't say, of course, but the things that are happening around the country as far as the Negroes are concerned, their protests, their demonstrations, and their sit-ins on lunch counters indicate that the rank and file of the Negro citizens of this country are sick and tired of the runaround they've been getting They don't think much of the talkathons on Capitol Hill, and they may just decide to adopt some other method of getting their rights.
We're running fairly long, I think.
Yes.
There's certainly more to be asked, but I think we've got
I think you're going to chop it up, yes.
Could you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
I think this can be read in about 2 minutes, don't you think? I've got about that much film.
You?
It covers everything you said.
All right.
It's a straight statement. I'd like to have it.
All right.
Just go right on through it. Don't,
very good.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
But I think we can if it goes right along. I'll drop the handle up to Steve.
The Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, composed of 50 organizations with national membership, are seeking support for the cloture motion, which will be taken in the Senate on the Civil Rights Bill. And foremost in the demand of that has been President George Meany of the AFL-CIO, who has sent his telegram to all senators urging them to support the cloture motion so that the Senate may vote on a strong civil rights bill. The civil rights filibuster of the past weeks has been sound and fury, signifying nothing except a plan to fool the public into accepting a civil rights bill that is not even a shadow of the original bipartisan draft. It is still but a second sliver of the version offered originally by the Republicans in January 1959. The Senate leadership, both Democratic and Republican, has worked together in watering down this legislation. The administration package bill offered by the minority leader, Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen of Illinois, was called a moderate bill by President Eisenhower, a devoted believer in moderation. It was in turn, however, an emasculated version of the proposals made by the same Eisenhower administration in 1957. But today, Mr. Dirksen has announced that he is willing to cut out even more sections of this moderate administration bill in order to secure cloture, and then to submit, say, the triple chopped version to further butchery on the floor. The majority leader, Senator Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas, is seeking the minimum civil rights bill as a price for securing cloture and a chance for the Senate to chop and to vote. Both Senator Johnson and Senator Dirksen declare that the once moderate administration bill is now too drastic and that cloture cannot be secured unless it is watered down. Thus, it is evident that neither Senator Johnson nor Senator Dirksen is sponsoring or pushing a civil rights bill. They are seeking action upon a bill tailored to the specifications of Senator Richard B. Russell of Georgia. The Senate leadership is not fighting its filibuster in order to pass a strong civil rights bill. It is staging a wrestling match with all the usual grunts and groans inserted at the appropriate times. The present farce will not meet the demands of a meaningful civil rights bill. It will not enhance the image of the Senate leaders, none of them, and it will not enable either political party to claim credit for advancing the civil rights cause.